searching for presentation will not help to gain some time. I have more slides than I want to present here because I did not know too well how much time I would have to present here, as it was rather an open session. I am together with the Estonian partners. We are the leaders of Work Package 2, and Work Package 2 is essentially working for making the liaison with the e-infrastructures. To make it clear, I'm from Belgium, from the Ministry of Science, and I am from the e-infrastructure side. I have worked all my life on e-infrastructures already before the word e-infrastructures was known or used. So I am not of the digital cultural heritage, and even I try to understand the digital cultural heritage world, all the words in it, the vocabulary and so on. And as we already have heard this afternoon from the NIFI speaker, the Hungarian Enven, how much difference there is between the e-infrastructures world and the digital cultural world from terms and used when we speak about dark fiber and all those specifications. I do not know how much that means for you. Some the same is for I do understand this, but sometimes I have the same problems with the digital cultural heritage. The words are sometimes also something for me that it's not always comprehensible. But therefore, the work of Work Package 2 is very essential. We have to come together between e-infrastructure and DCH organization to understand each other, to know what one needs and what the other has to offer. So what we did was make the contacts between the DCH organizations and the e-infrastructures. We did this by identification in each partner country where the NRENs. Do we have an NRN? Who is the responsible for the NRN? Can we contact there? What are the services? And we also had a questionnaire together with that, and those the questionnaires were filled in by the e-infrastructure people. And we had a very good response there. All e-infrastructures in the partner countries responded also, because it was not just a questionnaire sent out in the dark, but it was with personal recognition. So we have, with all the information of the e-infrastructure, what we gained with the questionnaires and with the direct contacts, sometimes also with the website, we made an e-infrastructure handbook. It's just basic information about the services that the e-infrastructure can offer. The contact persons and all that kind of information. We have made a first version of this. It was a deliverable in the project, but we decided that we will go on and make a new version of it as it's needed, because new services are coming and also new partners are joining DCNet. So very quickly, the main conclusions for the network infrastructure, it's easy. Let's say it's easy. All the partner countries, and we know that, have a national research network, and that it's open for use almost all digital cultural heritage organizations. If it's not, it can be arranged, so that's not a problem. When we come to computing infrastructures, that's already much less clear. Not all partners could identify the computing e-infrastructure in their country, or they did not know who to contact, or it was not well defined, and so on. And when we go to data infrastructures, then it's more of a void, because there is almost nobody, some NRNs are now starting to offer basic storage services, which are not already data e-infrastructure services, but they are maybe a first step, and this makes that they start the dialogue between interested parties. But this is still very difficult, and that's not only for the partner countries of DCNet. We know in the e-infrastructure world that this data infrastructure is a very hot item in the whole of Europe and beyond. One of our other works we had to do, we have done is a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Culture, or in the case of Belgium, Ministry of Science, and the e-infrastructures. Because we do not want that all the work we have done during the project is lost when the project is done. So we want to make a kind of contract between the e-infrastructures and the DCH organizations so that they can work together in the future. We have several things in several items in the national MOU, but the main items is obtain a common understanding of the problems of the DCH organization in the use of e-infrastructure. And there we need to draft a list of problems there are, and also draft a list of solutions, because, well, a list of problems is not very useful when we do not do anything to solve those problems. So that I will skip our work. We also had the Tallinn workshop, of course, organized by the Estonian partners, where we again try to have a common approach to use e-infrastructure between the e-infrastructures and the DCH organizations. So there we had around the table a very, I think, a very interesting public of DCH organizations, national e-infrastructure providers, and international e-infrastructure providers, like Dante on the network side and EGI on the grid side. We did not have any representations there still for supercomputing, for instance, whatsoever, because we did not yet identify how we could work together there, of is supercomputing needed by the DCH organizations and so on, but this could be a possibility. Also, we already heard speaking about today about cloud computing. Cloud computing in the research world is not yet on offer. Some organizations are starting, not in the DC, even in the DCNet partner countries, some cloud initiatives are starting, but they are not yet a service offering. So, of course, important are the conclusions of the Tallinn workshop. And the first is also very important, is follow up the execution of the tasks mentioned in the national MOUs and pass and integrate the result in the work package 3. So you will hear more about work package 3 in a minute. And also, it's important there that we continue the work of work package 2 during the rest of the project, because normally the work of the WP2 was finished at the end of February 2011, but we think that's not right. We should work together and follow up all what we have said in the MOUs, and those MOUs are signed, and so we should draft up this list of problems and the list of solutions. We also have to know how we can work together at the international level. And then we have to develop training material so that the DCH organizations can work with the e-infrastructures. Then we also have to draw up the international MOU, and that we still have to do. Who will sign at the DCH site, because we will have it just like the national MOUs. We will have a sustainability, which still exists after the end of the project, and what can the e-infrastructure provider give us, what can they promise, because we also have the national e-infrastructure providers, and there we have to see how it's useful to do this. This was a very quick overview of the work of WP2. I am here for the coming days, so you always can ask me questions.